With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Two Chatham residents are facing charges after they allegedly cheated a provincial ministry program out of more than $21,000. Police say their fraud investigation started in January, and they learned the man and woman were defrauding the Ministry of Children, Community Services and Social Services and the Ontario Disability Support Program. The investigation showed that the money was obtained between 2021 and 2023. A 30-year-old Chatham woman and a 34-year-old Chatham man were both charged with two counts of fraud, and they were taken into custody pending a bail hearing. If you go to the OPP detachment after hours, there's a change you should be aware of. There's a new public access calling system at the West Region detachments. The e-phone replaces the old handset phone that was used for decades. It's a touchscreen system now. We shouldn't have to worry about a teacher strike at local public high schools for at least the next couple years. The local public school board says the unionized teachers and the board have approved the local portion of a collective agreement. A contract is good until August 31st, 2026. And Chatham Kent's Pop Culture Show is celebrating its 10th event this weekend by expanding to 2 days. The CK Expo is taking place at the John D. Bradley Convention Center this Saturday and Sunday. Organizer Rob Bellamy says they have lots planned, including a giant costume contest. You can get tickets at the door, but if you buy them in advance, they're cheaper. You can find those details on our website, cknewstoday.ca. Three Canadian NHL teams are back in action tonight in the first round of the playoffs. The Vancouver Canucks are in Nashville taking on the Predators, with that series all tied up. The Winnipeg Jets are tied up against the Avalanche as they play in Colorado. And the Edmonton Oilers are in LA facing the Kings. That series is also tied up. The Blue Jays are back at home tonight, looking to turn things around as they face the Dodgers. The Tigers are at home this afternoon, hosting Kansas City. The NFL draft continues tonight, also in Detroit, just down the street from Comerica Park. Rounds 2 and 3 take place tonight. The Lions only have one pick today, number 61 overall. And in the NBA playoffs, Minnesota looks to take a 3-0 lead on Phoenix in their first-round series. Milwaukee and Indiana are tied up at 1, and the Clippers-Mavericks series is also on tonight. Sunny today and windy with a high of 18 Celsius. Cloudy tonight with rain and a low of 12. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm, and a high of 25. Right now, it's 10 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.